Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cents. Mairead Lavery is with us once again. She's managed to make it out of darkest West Limerick, but it's not dark anymore because you got the electricity back.
We got our electricity back, but there's about what? As of last night, I think about 70,000 homes that don't have electricity. So try telling 200 cows that they can't be milked. You know, you're not going to succeed. So, there's a lot of farms in a rough situation still with livestock needing to be fed and
milked. What happens? Because, you know, as I understand, you can go maybe 24 hours without milking.
You can,
what happens then? Do you just have to do it by hand?
Well, for a lot of the most of the herds now are what they call manufacturing milk. The cows that would have calved in February, they now go dry kind of maybe the first week or second week of November, and then, you know, they're let have a rest until they start milking again. So, and a lot of those, you know, they're not at peak milking, so, you know, it's not as serious. So maybe once a day milking will do them grand. But this is also the time of the year where the liquid milk, I know it always sounds funny, but the liquid milk suppliers, they're the fresh milk suppliers, that's the milk that's coming into the supermarkets every day. They're really getting down to calving now heavily, and their cows are at peak production and they have to be milked twice a day. So in a lot of cases, what people are doing is they're trying to get their hands on generators. Now, they may have a generator. When I was growing up in South Wicklow, everybody had a generator because we lost the electricity so regularly. Or we had this pulley system on the tractor that you put it on to a drive. And don't ask me what those things is. It's like a really fast treadmill. You know, that's the impact of it. But it used to keep everything moving, because it's not just enough to milk the cows. You have to keep the milk at a certain temperature. You have to store it. So you can't let it. And actually, it is really mild out there. I don't know what the temperature is, but there's no. I came in here today without even a jacket. So feeding them. But then the other thing you have got to do with them is you've got to get water to them. And, you know, it's all right to kind of, you know, be drinking your litre or 2 litres of water inside. But if you've got 200 thirsty animals outside looking for water, getting water to them if they're in sheds is very difficult as well. So there's a lot of now, you know, with generators, farmers seem to be sharing them. You know, they're getting a couple of hours a day, so somebody can get their milking done. They can get, you know, get a real good start on keeping the milk nice and cool. Then a neighbour has the generator for a while. So there seems to be that. But there also seems to be a shortage of electricians. One fellow, our farmer, said to me, they must all be in Benidorm or somewhere. You know, because you need to know what you're at to connect the generator into all this equipment and have it performing correctly. Also, some of the crops, the maize crops, were flattened in some parts of the country. So they're going to be proving very difficult to harvest, because it's, you know, instead of having great big high as the sky maize, you know, it's flat to the ground. Apple trees, contrasts, apples, there was a lot of apples, you know, hit the ground. At home now, you know, again, this whole thing about having to keep planting trees. A couple of years ago, we lost 16 trees at home. Now, some of them are these old pines that, you know, honest to God, it did us a favour by falling down. And, you know, you can hardly ever kill them. My husband, you know, when they went over on their roots are so shallow. They were about 8-10 feet high, the root bed, when they went over on their sides. So at one stage, my husband got the tractor and a rope and he pulled them back into place. And would you believe it? Some of them have started to put their shoots again. So he cut the top off them and let's see, will they grow from the base again? And there they are. But we lost a nice lime tree that was grown about 10 or 11 years, just came straight over. Two-thirds of a chestnut tree, which is totally misshapen, the tree now. And then we lost a bunch of alders and white thorns and ash around the place. But we didn't lose as many now as we did there. About 3 years ago, there was that really big, strong tornado that went through the country.
Well, that's interesting,
But it's, I was down in Cork yesterday, and on the Mallow to Cork Road, even the whole way from Limerick down, the amount of crews that I saw out trying to take timber off the road. Now, it must have been pretty severe.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mayor Aaron came under some criticism for maybe saying the thing wasn't as bad as it, or was worse than what it actually was. It was very much dependent on where you were in the country.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I can tell you one thing. I would not have liked to have been travelling on the Mallow Cork Road or the Mallow Band or Blarney Road on Monday afternoon. Because when you judge by the amount of timber that's still on the road, that's been cut back. And And talking about that, you know, there was that terrible tragedy with the young man from
on the chainsaw. Yeah,
Michael Pike. And just in terms of chainsaws, you know, there's some fantastic equipment out there. You know, wear your hat. Wear your hat, your goggles, your ear drums. You can get a whole set that's the 3-for-1, up to €44 is what the cost of it is. Fierce important. There's gloves, they reduce the vibration in the chainsaw, and there's extra padding on them, top of them, so that if the chain, the chain in the chainsaw broke, it wouldn't take the hand off you while doing so.
Yeah.
And you can also get special Wellingtons where they're extra insulated across the front of your shin to prevent the chainsaw going through. And you've got steel caps on them, steel toe caps, again, another area that needs protection. And also that they are kept, you know, that they've good hardy, rough, what would you call it, treads on the back of them or underneath, so that if you're on wet ground or if you're on soggy ground, that they won't be as inclined to slip. And, you know, they're up to €99 is the kind of price for them. But you can also get now jackets and trousers with built-in padding in kind of very sensitive areas, you know, like maybe on your shoulder or on your hips, where the padding is designed to slow down a chainsaw and to clog it up. So instead of maybe being fatally injured, you're seriously injured, or instead of being seriously, you're just injured, or you're not injured at all. So that kind of equipment, about €139 up to, is what you're talking about.
Yeah, and with a chainsaw.
With a chainsaw.
Split second.
It's split seconds. And the other thing with a chainsaw is, you know, when I saw so many people out working yesterday, really and truly, they just need to be aware of the risk. They need to really assess it. The particular thing they have to assess is electric wires. Everybody underestimates the height of a tree, and you really need to give it an extra couple of metres to be sure all the way around. And also, you know, to be very aware that a tree can come back the wrong way. You know, you think it's going this, going north, and it's actually going to fall south. And so to be very careful around any sort of timber. Timber, with electric wires, timber is a conductor of electricity, and it can literally jump. And, you know, one flick of it. Farmers now have reported, certain farmers around the country, that they lost animals, you know, sheltering under trees. And, you know, they go to the point of least resistance. So just with so many people out there using chainsaws at the moment, to just watch, take the assessment, watch for electrical wires. Don't overstretch. Do you know what you're inclined to do? You do what everybody does. It. They're cleaning windows, they're painting, and they go overstretch. And the further you are away, the more you stretch with it, the less control you have. So it's just for everybody to be safe, because there's a lot of that work going on in the country.
Absolutely.
At the moment.
Actually, you said it was very mild. Jackie, who's in Roscrea, says it's freezing in Roscrea. Someone says this is technically not a farming question, but with the mild weather, I noticed that the rose bush in the garden is flowering. Yeah. I planted bulbs last week, and now I'm wondering if they're going to come up early in all the climate confusion.
Well, I suppose bulbs, they all need it. Well, I'm not a horticulturist, but they do need a bit of time in the ground. I know I planted daffodils and tulips there now 2 weeks ago, and there's not going to be a sign of them for until after Christmas. But saying that, you know, you could be looking at snowdrops coming up very fast now, you know, in November.
Yeah.
The beginnings of them. And but roses are continuing. You see, that gentleman probably deadheads his roses. And if you take the heads, the dying heads off the roses, they keep thinking, oh my God, we've got to make more seed. We've got to make more seed. Now, if you keep all the dead heads on it, and they perform, they produce the hip, that's full of seed. So then they're saying, oh, we don't need to produce any more flowers, we've got plenty of seed. So it's, if you keep your roses deadheaded and the weather stays mild, you'll keep getting roses.
Josephine wants to know, can you ask Mairead why the cows in the field across from my house are mooing in the middle of the night? It sounded like one was off in the distance also mooing. I was concerned for their well-being.
Well, they just might have been talking to each other, you know.
Yeah.
Animals, especially when they're inclined to leave a field, that they should leave a field to go into one where they shouldn't be, certainly tell each other they're all moving and we're all going together. You know, I don't, you know, they may have sensed the bad weather, or it may have been after the weather. You know, maybe they weren't milked because of the lack of electricity.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they're doing the once a day milking, and there takes a little bit of time to get used to that as well. So, I mean, there could be multiple reasons for it. But I mean, if they look like a healthy herd and they've been very good up to now, there's no reason to be concerned.
Yeah, right. Now, you were saying something before you came on there about hazardous waste.
Yeah, just starting today down in Cork. in Bandon, actually, the Bandon Recycling Centre, and next Wednesday in Nina, going to Enniscorthy, Listowel, Kilkenny, Kerr, Mayo, Tullamore, Attenry and Kells. It's an opportunity for farmers to dispose of hazardous waste. Now, hazardous waste comes under the terms of like out-of-date veterinary medicines, pesticides, engine oils and filters, all of that sort of stuff. Now, it's not the kind of stuff you want hanging around the farm. And these are 10 free collection points starting today. And, you know, this service has been offered before. I think it's the environmental, the Environmental Protection Office has offered a service before. And there's been a great take up of it. Last time around, it was about 6,800 farmers took the opportunity to dispose of 800 tonnes of hazardous waste. So it's...
And what would they normally do with the hazardous waste then?
But you know, it'll sit there from year to year to year.
God,
and
yeah.
it's just like pure clutter. It's a bit like, you know, the shelf that you have inside in the food larder where you have all the herbs and the tuna and the John West and the tin of pears and all the salts and condiments that you only ever bought once because you only ever made that particular recipe once. So it's like, what happens, all of that stuff, it sits there until someday you do a clean out. So the opportunity is there to do a clean out now and go ahead. Actually, Michael McIntyre, if you ever look for a laugh, he has the most wonderful skit on the larder, the condiment shelf in the larder, about I'm Mr. Five Spice, I get out every night.
Yes.
So it's really funny. But anyway, starting that's their collection points all around the country for the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
And so just to have a watch out and get rid of that stuff that shouldn't, you know, better off got rid of.
Right, Donald Trump's wall, not the wall in not the wall with Mexico. This is the one in Doom Bay.
Yeah, we got lovely photographs in of Doom Bay. I don't know if you've ever been down there, have you, Sean?
Years ago I was once, yeah.
Yeah, well, I remember doing a piece down there before they built the whole Doom Bay effort because there was, you know, different rights of way for the locals, and to secure those rights of way through the dunes was important to them.
Mm.
But it is really the bleakest. It's like Bleak House multiplied by 10. Now, it's lovely in the summer if you get a grand bright day where there's no heavy breeze. But in the wintertime now, I'd say it's pretty, pretty shocking. But he's been trying to get permission from Clare County Council to build a wall, and it hasn't been coming through. Mm. So they had to do something pretty fast with this Amelia coming down, or Ophelia coming down the tracks. So what they did was they put in big stakes, and they, you know, big now, not beef ones.
Yes.
The timber steaks, varieties, yeah. the wooden varieties. And they backed them up to maybe 7 high, big square bales. Now, these are the big square bales of straw. And they made a makeshift wall. And believe it or not, it held out most of it. Now, there was a few places where a couple of the straw bales got turned over all right. But anyway, it just might be practice
they
for
should,
what he's trying to do, where he is
report
now.
Report that success back to base and see what
well,
they do with it.
Well, it could withstand Ophelia, you know,
it
you never know.
Withstand
what.
Many Mexicans
yes,
too. Right.
Yes.
Marie, thanks a million for coming into us. Marie Lavery there from the Farmers Journal. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.